Hey, welcome to the Youth Edge podcast. It's the official podcast of the youth ministry at Capital Edge Church. My name is Hamish. I'm the youth pastor here. So grateful that you could join us. I hope that this message is going to encourage you and challenge you, because you know what? We believe at Youth Edge that no one is too young to know God, become like Jesus, and make a difference. And I believe that this message is going to help you do just that. Stick around for the end of the message, because I want to pray with you and just encourage you to follow Jesus. But without any further ado, enjoy this week's message. It's time to get real with God. None of this mask business. None of this, none of this fake Christianity. It's time to get real with God. Somebody say real. All healthy relationships are based on truth. If you can't have truth, you can't have a real relationship. The more transparent you can be, the more intimate the relationship is able to become. If you're guarded, if you hide yourself, you cannot become close to God. God's speaking to someone tonight. When you expose who you really are to somebody, and they reciprocate, they acknowledge you, a level of trust is established, which becomes the foundation that that relationship can be built on. And that foundation of trust can be upheld or destroyed based on how real you can be. Somebody say real. No real relationship exists without both parties being real with each other. Here's where I'm going with this. If you're a Christian tonight, you have already... I think God wants to speak tonight. I gotta finish quickly because God wants to speak. Stay with me. If you're a Christian, you already have a relationship with God. You're a son or a daughter of the Father. We're His children. But as children, we can choose to be close or distant to our Heavenly Father. Some of you are close to your dad. Some of you are distant. And in the same way, we can choose to be near to God or far from Him. Here's my question for you tonight. I want you to ponder this. How much do you desire intimacy with God? How much do you crave closeness with Him? And do you really want it? Do you want it enough to get real with Him? Do you want a relationship with God enough to show Him your deepest, darkest secrets? Your ugly warts, your deepest sins, your fears, your hurt, your anxiety, that sin you committed that you won't tell anyone, you won't even admit it to yourself. Are you ready to get that real with God in pursuit of an honest relationship with your Father? Somebody say, no hiding. No hiding. This is my first thought. If you want to get real with God, it takes no hiding. Genesis chapter 3. The snake was sneakier than any of the other wild animals that the Lord God had made. And one day, the snake came to the woman and asked... Hey, Ewan, can we get me on stage a little bit more, buddy? I got to talk over this rain. Can you guys hear me? The snake came to the woman and asked, "Did God tell you not to eat fruit from any tree in the garden?" The woman answered, "God said we could eat fruit from any tree in the garden, except the one in the middle. He told us not to eat fruit from that tree or even to touch it. If we do, we'll die." "No, you won't," the snake replied. "God understands what will happen on the day you eat fruit from that tree. You'll see what you've done, and you'll know the difference between right and wrong, just as God does." The woman stared at the fruit. It looked beautiful and tasty. She thought, She wanted wisdom, and she wanted what it would give her. And so she ate some of the fruit. Her husband, Adam, was there with her. So she gave some to him and he ate it too. Straight away, they saw what they'd done and they'd realized that they were naked. And so they sewed fig leaves together to make something to cover themselves. Listen to this part. Late in the afternoon, a breeze began to blow. And the man and woman heard the Lord God walking in the garden. And so they were frightened and they hid behind some trees. The Lord called out to the man and asked, "Where are you? Adam, Eve, where are you?" And Adam answered, "I was naked, and when I heard you walking through the garden, I was frightened and I hid." No hiding. If you want to be real with God, you can't hide from him. When Jonah was tasked with a mission from God, what did he do? He ran. He tried to hide on a boat and sail away from God. What an idiot. You can't run from God. King David talks about in Psalm 139, he says, "Where can I hide from your presence? I go to the sky and you're there. I go to the depths of the earth and you're there. Where can I escape your presence?" Young person, there's nowhere you can run and nowhere you can hide to escape from God. He knows your address. So that sin that you've kept secret, he already knows. Here's a little question. When God was walking through the garden in the cool of the evening, why do you think he said, "Adam, where are you?" Did God not know where Adam was? I thought God was all-knowing. The truth is, God knew exactly where Adam and Eve were. And he knew exactly what they'd done. So the reason why he asked, "Adam, where are you?" was that he was giving them a chance to reveal themselves. God is giving you a chance tonight to reveal yourself, to show him who he already knows you are, to show him who he already knows where you're at. There's no hiding from God, so why bother? God already sees you. When you hide from God, all you're doing is robbing yourself from his embrace. Face the truth. Somebody say, face the truth. We don't like facing the truth. I don't like stepping on the scales in my bathroom. I don't like to face the truth. We hate the truth. But the truth will set you free. I've heard it said before that we need to aggressively interrogate reality. What does that mean? It means we need to come face to face with the truth of where we're at, no matter how much it hurts us. If you want to be real with God, if you want to be close to God, you can't dig your head in the sand and say, "No, I'm good, I'm fine." You can't avoid looking at your reflection. No, I don't want to see how bad I really am. You can't cover your ears and sing, la, 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 la. No, I'm not sinful. La, 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 I'm perfect. Everything's fine. I'm okay. La, 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 la. Stop pretending that things are okay. You need to aggressively interrogate reality. Ask yourself, look in the mirror. Where are you really at? Where's your heart really at? Where's your soul really at? David said again in Psalm 139, he said, God, search my heart. Test me, know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me to everlasting life. Let's get practical. You know when you sin and you mess up and you go and pray to God, and instead of actually naming your sin, you just say, God, thank you for forgiving me. Now that's good. I'm glad that you know that God forgives you, and He does. But you know what's actually unhealthy for your relationship with God? It's unhealthy to sweep things under the rug all the time. I do this. I will swear at someone while I'm driving. Yes, your youth pastor sometimes in anger swears. I'm admitting this to you because I trust you guys and I know that you love me. I will get so angry with people sometimes that I'll say the wrong thing, I'll do the wrong thing. And then I'll come to God feeling guilty and ashamed for what I've done. But instead of wanting to deal with the issue, I just say, God, thank you for your forgiveness. Amen. And then I move on with my day. Here's what I encourage you to do. Go, Lord, I looked at that person with lustful eyes. Please forgive me. Lord, I wish that my mother was dead. Please forgive me. I want you to be real with God, because it's actually healthy for you to be real with God. If you can't be real with God, who can you be real with? Be real with Him. You mess up and you come to Him and you be honest with where you're at. You need to be willing to talk about your sin plainly to God. It's actually healthy. Because only when you're willing to be honest about your sin are you able to arrive at a point of true repentance. And then you can fully embrace His forgiveness. It's going to be painful. Some of you are hiding sins. Some of you are hiding hurts. And you haven't even been able to admit it to yourself. But it's going to be painful when you bring it to God. But facing the truth is both humbling and liberating. It's humbling and liberating. It'll set you free. This is what Jesus said about sin. Matthew 18, verse 9, He said, if your eye causes you to stumble, as in if you look at something, if your eye looks at something that causes you to sin, gouge out your eye and throw it away. It's better for you to enter heaven with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell. When you talk to God, name your sin. Call your darkness night. Name your sin. Name your ugliest warts. Bring them into the light. Expose them for the evil that they are. And face the truth. When you are ready to face the truth, when you are ready to be honest with God, then you allow yourself to fully experience the love and forgiveness of God. And then you're able to draw close to Him. Somebody say, draw close. Turn to James 4. I just flipped the Bible and it opened me up to James. That's awesome. James 4. Starting at verse 13. Oh no, wrong part. Here we go. James 4, 8. Come near to God and He will come near to you. Clean up your lives, you sinners. Purify your hearts. Come to the Lord. When I was dating my wife, Meg, I'll finish up in a second. When I was dating her, And trust me, for you young boys that have got an eye on a girl and you're keen to get dating, you'll understand. When I was dating her, I wanted to be close to her all the time. Rupert, I know what you're talking about, man. I feel you, bro. I wanted to hold her hand. I wanted to cuddle her. I wanted to sit with her. I couldn't bear being far from her. It was excruciating. And you know what God called me to do? He called me to move to Sydney for 3 years to do Bible college. And those were painful 3 years. Just FaceTiming my beautiful one day to be bride. It was excruciating. You know, it's not easy to build relationships with people that we're far from. It's hard. God doesn't want you to be far from Him. He wants you to be close. It's easy to fake if you never get close. Draw near to God. If you want real relationship with Him, if you want intimacy with Him, if you want to actually know the being that loves you, died for you, created you, has a plan and purpose for your life, if you actually want to know Him, because let me tell you, He's a personal being that wants to know you. If you want to know Him, have real relationship with Him, all God is saying is, come to Me. Draw near to Me. Adam and Eve, they'd be hiding in the bushes. They'd be naked. They'd be trembling. They're hiding like they've just, you know, broken the window in the school schoolyard, and they're hiding from their teacher. They're frightened. And God is saying, Adam, come to Me. Eve, draw near to Me. And He's saying to you, Annabelle, come to Me. Shani, draw near to Me. Don't hide from Me. Draw near. Draw near to Me. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Do you desire intimacy with God enough to get real with Him? Do you crave closeness with Him enough to be brutally honest with where you're at? If that's you today, stop hiding. Face the truth. Draw near to Him. He wants you to know Him deeper. It's time to get real with God. It's time to get real with God. Hey, before you go today, I want to give you an opportunity to make a decision to follow Jesus. You know, in the Bible it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. So if that's you and you want to declare that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, if you're ready to believe that God raised Him from death to life, and if you want to make a decision to follow Him today and become a Christian, how about you pray this prayer with me? Come on, close your eyes and bow your head. Dear Lord Jesus, today I declare You as my Lord and my Savior. I believe that You died to pay the price for my sin and that God raised You to life. I accept Your gift of salvation, and from today, I choose to live for You. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, congratulations for making that decision. If you prayed that prayer for real in your heart today, I want to hear from you. So send us a message on Instagram at Youth Edge, and we want to get in touch with you. God bless. We love you, and we'll see you next time.